Kesef Shem Tov, page 102, Siman Lamed Beis. It's one line. It's last week's parasha. We know that from the conversations of Eliezer, Eved Avram, Chazal learned that we see that the Sichas of the others, that how the Torah records all of the words of the Eved Avram, the Sichas of the others, how important it is. And how many things we learn from those conversations, Shkai. And one of the things that we learn, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh revealed, is a shame, a name, for Kvitzas HaDerech. The Pasuk says, Va'ova Hayom El Ha'ayin. That Eliezer says to Lavan and Besuel that I came today to the Ayin, to the spring. Va'ova hayom el ha'ayin. And Chazal learned from there that kaf tzolay ha'aretz, that this was miraculous. Va'ova hayom el ha'ayin. That that the day that he left Canaan, he miraculously that the earth moved under his feet, and he arrived that same day that he left. He arrived in Aram Naraim by Lavan and Besuel. So the Baal Shem Tov taught the miposuk va'avo hayom el ha'ayin. Yotza Shem shall kvitzas ha'aretz. That in the very words of the Pasuk, when he said those words, he revealed the shame, the name that Tzaddikim used for this, to bring about, to draw down this miracle of kvitzas ha'aretz. Va'ova hayom al ha'ayin. So let's take a look a little bit at the page to help us. Here you drop with this. There's a Torah from the Torah from the Talmid Baal Shem regarding this shame, because you see the letters va'avo hayom el ha'ayin. That's vav va'avo hayom hey el aleph and hey. That the name of kvitzas ha'aretz, that shame is vav. Hey, Aleph, Hey. Vav, Hey, Aleph, Hey. That's the shame of Kvitzas Ha'aretz. Vom Rabbeinu, the Miposik Va'ova Hayom Ha'ayin Yosef Shem Shal Kvitzas Ha'aretz. Mitach Posik Ze'atzmai Oilat Tziruf Hashem HaKadosh Bekoich Hanasas Kvitzas HaDerech. So let's see from the Kushan Samagin from the Abderav. In footnote 3, Ba'avaydus Yisrael ala posik pirush b'shem Rabbeinu, kizor ha-remez b'loshen Rashi, mikan shekov tzolei ha'aretz. Mikan, which literally means we learn from here, mikan, we learn from this posik, shekov tzolei ha'aretz, that the earth jumped, that it moved. Perish mikan gufa. So the Koshin Samagit explains that the meaning of this is that mikan gufa midvarim eila, mikan, from these words. Mikan doesn't just mean from here we learn, it means from mikan, from these words, from these letters, Eliezer was able to bring about this, to bring down this nes, this miracle of kvitzas ha'aretz. Not just that we learn it from here, but from here mamish, from these words. But when he said those were the words, Va'ova Hayom Al Ha'ayin, those were the words that he used, the letters of the name of Hashem, to travel in that way. Perish Mikan Gufa Midvarim Elisha B'Zahamayimer V'Havein. Zogam Perish Hemshech Divei Rashi Kan. Yofes Yichasen Shal Avdei Oves Mitarasen Shal Bonim, that I mentioned before. Yofes Yichasen Shal Avdei Oves Mitarasen Shal Bonim. That there's something extraordinary about the language that Eliezer used. That the Torah records the whole long repetition of the story of how he got there. Eliezer tells Lavan and Basul, which we already know from what the Torah already told us how he got there, and then he repeats the whole thing. And yet we see when it comes to other things in Torah, that you could have three or four words in Parshas Mishpatim, there's like a whole Masechta in Shas. From three, four words. And yet the Torah records all of the conversations of Eliezer. So, Yofas Yichasen Shal Avdei Oves Mitarasen Shal Bonim. There's something extraordinary about this, about the words of the of Eliezer, Mitarasen Shal Bonim. Kibesichasen Rimesim Soides Nefloim Al Yechudim Lekvitzas Aretz. Because the question of the Maggid says that because in the words of Eliezer there are ramazim for soides neflom, for very wondrous secrets in yichudim, with yichudim of Hashem's name, the kvitzas aris masha enkein biad banim afilo al pitarosim masha enkein, we don't see this biad banim afilo al pitarosim. Now, what does that mean that we don't see this? The whole Torah is filled with Shemus. But in the words of Jews later on, we don't find such Ramazim. Ubedoimel is of event Paris Yosef, the told Jacob Yosef brings, Mikan Shekov Shalaros, Rots Leimer Mikan, Aide Sichas Chulin Eilu, Shadiba Bekan, that in the regular, what appears to be a regular conversation, it just seems that Eliezer was talking a lot. But in truth, in what appears to be his sichas chun, his regular conversation, also yichud, he was being miyachad de shem Hashem, sheyesh bo shem kvitzas haaretz. Elish b'mayim yofes yichas shalav de ovis mitosan shalbonim medayik yofes yichas shalav de ovis sheyoydin lasas yichud b'sichasan v'zen nimshach lehem mitarosan shalbonim davka. Now, the Toldos Yaakov Yosef explains that it doesn't mean that Eliezer was greater than the and future tzaddikim. He explains that Yofes Yichasan Shal Avdei Oves Mesichasan Mitarosan, rather Mitarosan Shal Bonim, that the ability to do this was drawn from Tarosan Shal Bonim, from the Torah. And in footnote 4, he brings from the Ov Yisrael, from the Apter Rav. L'char Minayin L'Rashi Shekaf Tzalei Ha'aretz. So the Abdur Rav explains, from where does Rashi know that he had this miracle of Kavtzel HaDerech, of Kvitzis HaDerech? From where does Rashi know this? Heichi Mochach Zoyis Bekra. Where do you see this in the Pasuk? Shemi Yotz Eliezer Zekamiyom. Maybe it took him a while to get there. When he says, V'Ovel HaYom El Ha'ayin, he's just telling Lavan, I got here, I just got here today. Everybody says that. I arrived today. So maybe when he said, I arrived today, it was just, doesn't mean that he had a miracle of Kvitzas HaDerech. It means that he, however long it took him, and V'ovah Hayom, and I just got here. V'yishlemer, Denise B'sifrei Kabbalah, Shashem Shal Kvitzas Ha'aretz, Hu Aleph Hei Vav Hei. The Sifrei Kabbalah talk about this, that the shame, the name of Hashem, that tzaddikim were able to use, it wouldn't work for us. You have to. But the name that tzaddikim were using is Aleph Hei Vav Hei. For Rosh Hatevis shall Esther Shamayim ve'es Haaretz. And that name of Kvitzas Haaretz is nirmaz, is hinted at the beginning of creation. In the words Es Hashamayim Aleph Hei. ve'es ha'aretz vav hei, es ha'shamayim ve'es ha'aretz. Ve'roi she'tebe shel va'ova hayom al ha'ayin u'gam ken kach. And the Shetavis of this pasuk, of these words that Eliezer said to Lavan, Va'ova hayom al ha'ayin, is Vav Hei Aleph Hei. U'gam ken kach. Achadayin sichil u'maydoi. Im kof tzuloi hadar. So first you can say that Rashi saw that this remez of the name that the Mekubalim knew of Es HaShemayim ve'Es HaAretz, that shame Aleph Hei Vav Hei is in these words Va'ova hayom al ha'ayin. So from there, Mikan, from there Rashi saw that there was something else going on. Achadayin sichlam b'doi im kofetz la'aderech um hu kofetz la'aderech. But it's still not clear, does this mean that Eliezer miraculously was transported far, such a distance, that's called Kvitzis Derech? Or does it mean that he was in his place and the Derech itself, the earth, somehow moved beneath his feet? How does this work? Aksha Hashem shall Kvitzis Ha'aretz hu b'yosha Aleph Hei Vav Hei. So the Apterov says that, and he knew these things, that there are different ways of travel. And Kvitzas Ha'aretz, the earth moving, is the letters Aleph Hei Vav Hei, Es HaShemayim Ve'es HaAretz. That something from Shemayim, Es HaShemayim, changes what's happening Ve'es HaAretz, that the earth becomes Shemayim Dik. That somehow the earth is lifted to a place higher than this world, and it's taken to a place that's miraculous, that's called Shemayim. So that's Aleph Hei Vav Hei, is Es HaShemayim Ve'es HaAretz. That's Kvitzas HaAretz, that's the earth somehow being lifted up to Shemayim. K'mashiyotzim HaShtevitz Es HaShemayim Ve'es HaAretz. V'kan HaShem V'ova HaYom Al HaAyin. Here it's the order of the letters is reversed. It's not Aleph Hei Vav Hei, the letters are in the other order. Hi Lahepech Vav Hei Aleph Hei. Just the opposite. Yeah, the first way is Kvitzas HaDerech. The first way, when it's Kesidram, then it's the person going that great distance. When it's in this order, Rashi learns that it's the Ha'aretz Kofetz Eilav, that Aram Nairaim came to him. And how the After Rav knows this is because he had experience and he knew these things. The difference between whether the Oisi is HaKisidron, Aleph Hei Vav Hei, then it's Kvitzas HaDerech, or whether it's reversed the order like it is in this Pasuk, Vav Hei, Aleph Hei, and that's Kofetze Eilav, that the earth came to him, the place came to him, as opposed to him miraculously going to that place, the place miraculously came to him. Said. So, what else there is to discuss about this? It's not an understanding in Yonim. But it's true. Okay, let's go. Lamed Beis. Beis, page 103. The Baal Shem HaKadosh over here is talking about a Mishnah, about the Mishnah Ksubas, where there is a single woman, a Pnuya, who was seen, says, Medaberes im Echad Bashuk. She was seen speaking to somebody in the marketplace. And the Gemara there has, so then the question is this single woman now, is she kosher to marry a kohen? The fact that she was seen speaking in public to a man, does this puzzle her up? Are we suspicious of something? Does this puzzle her up for a kohen? Which is, the Gemara talks about, is a machloikis in the Gemara, What does it mean, medaberes? Seems a little bit severe, even by the standards of those times, to say that if a woman was seen speaking in public to a man, that should be a chashash. There should be a suspicion that she's that would make her puzzle to marry a kain. Right? So this is machlokes in the Gemara. What does it mean, medaberes? Just to talk. So the Gemara there brings different opinions, that medaberes could mean nisteras, that she went, she didn't speak on Main Street. You understand? She went someplace. The two of them went somewhere. And the other says that medaberes, that dibur could also be a loshen of nivala, that there was something that they saw. Somebody saw them going somewhere, doing something inappropriate. That dibur could mean not just speaking. It's just a. It's a. The dibur is a. Is just loshen nekiya. It's a nice way of saying that there was something much, much more serious that happened. So. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says the following. Ra'uha medaberes im echad bashuk. The Baal Shem HaKadosh takes this to a completely different place. Al pi ein daim eshane pirko mea palmim l'shane pirko mea palmim ve'echad. The Gemara says that you cannot compare a person who reviews his learning 100 times to a person who reviews his learning 101 times. Some of you might remember this in the Tanya. Tanya is a whole limud in this. You can't compare, which she'll bring down, you can't compare a person who reviews his learning mea pamim to mea pamim ve'echad. That's what the Gemara says. It doesn't say me'e ve'echad pamim. It doesn't say 101 times. The more accurate way to say 101 is me'e ve'echad pamim. But the Gemara says me'e pamim ve'echad. 100 times plus one. So Tanya explains that when they would learn Torah Shebaal Peh, they didn't have Svarim in front of them, and there was a tremendous amount of reviewing that was necessary. Everything was oral. And the general custom was, in learning, was to review the material 100 times. That was the general mahalach, was to review 100 times. And somebody that went beyond the teva, that went beyond that usual way, and reviewed it 101 times, me'epamim ve'echad, he went over the material one more time, ain't a dime. You can't compare. Because since he broke his Tava, that's what Tanya explains. Since he broke his Tava, the example that the Tanya gives, the Tanya explains, is that you could have, let's say, with an animal, with a donkey, with a chamor, that in order to travel to a certain place, to go, let's say, 10 kilometers, so there's a certain price, right? $100 to go 10 kilometers. And then if you want to go 11, the guy charges you 20. You have that if you go parking in the city somewhere else. And you could say, I got back like 2 minutes late. Right? That never happened? I got back 2 minutes late. So it says parking for an hour is whatever, I don't know what it costs these days. $30, I don't know. Something like that. Parking for an hour in a garage somewhere is $30. And you get back a minute late, and the guy says, that'll be $50. And you say, I don't know. It's 1 minute, so let's just divide it up and figure it out mathematically, you know. That's not another 20, it's not double. So the teretz is that when the animal was ordered for that amount, and there was a certain mahalach, so that when you go beyond that mahalach, then it's not just another dollar, but it's a completely different part. You're entering into a different zone. Because it's already beyond the teva. So what the Tanya explains is But the Gemara tells us, in a daima, you can't compare a person who learns 100 times to mea pama ve'echad. That ve'echad, the person had to break his teva, that ve'echad. And to break one's teva is not just an extra dollar. It's something much more than that. It's ve'echad. So Baal Shem Tov taught, perish. When it says ve'echad, it means im ha'echad. You can't compare a Jew who learns 100 times by himself to a person who learns 100 times but is together with Hashem. Perish im ha'echad. Me'apam ve'echad means Hashem. The ve'echad means Hashem. You can't compare a person who learns Torah just because it's interesting and he's learning and he's thinking to somebody who learns Torah and every single minute that he's learning, he feels that, and he believes, and he's thinking that it's Taras Hashem. He's in that place of Ve'echad. Perish Im Ha'echad. U'bezeyo Yuvan. And this is the deeper meaning of what's hinted at in the Gemara. Ra'uha Medaberes Im Echad Bashuk. That they saw her speaking Im Echad Bashuk. Now, in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, this is not a nice, appropriate situation. But the Baal Shem HaKadosh says that what's alluded to here is something very, very beautiful. Ra'u medaberes im echad b'shuk means peyush ki gam b'shuk, that it's not only when you're learning Torah, that even a Jew who's in the middle of work, he's at business, a person who's in the shuk, who's in the marketplace of this world, he's out there in the world. Ra'u medaberes im echad b'shuk peyush ki gam b'shuk she'oisik b'eisik olam hazeh v'komakom diburo im echad ayidei yichudim. That even when he's in the marketplace and he's speaking to people in business, diburo im echad ayidei yichudim. The truth is that the tzaddik is, even at that moment that you see him speaking to people stam, he's really diburo, he's really being miyachad yichudim, he's really speaking to Hashem and about Hashem. Diburim Echad. They say that, there are many, many stories. You know that the one that I've mentioned over the years many times. About Kedushas Levi. That he once visited the Rebbe of Shmelka in Nikolsberger, and where he was, there, those were Yakisha Jews over there. They weren't used at all. What they saw there by the B'ditch of Echlal, his davening, and all of his anhagas. So the Rebbe of Shmelka, we have a few stories from that visit that he had to explain what's going on. They never saw such a thing, you know. So one of the things that happened there was that after davening, they prepared a breakfast for the guests and everybody to sit down, and they brought coffee, and they put coffee on in front of the B'ditchva, and they put milk into the coffee, and the B'ditchva wouldn't look at it; he didn't touch it. And the Rebbe of Shmelki told the guy to bring another cup and first put the milk in front of the Rebbe. Put the milk in a little bit, and then pour the coffee. So they did that, and the B'ditchva said Shkarech, and he made a bracha. So the people, they said, well, what's the difference? You know. So the Rebbe Shmalka said that when the B'ditchva drinks coffee, he has in mind, he's miyachad the yichudim of being in the mikveh. And the yichud of mikveh is, first is the mem, and then is the kaveh. Mikveh is mem, kaveh. So first you have to put in the milk, first the milk, and then the kaveh. Spells mikveh. That's how the tzaddikim lived, in such a place with the Yichudim. And that's why I mentioned, I think, just a few weeks ago, that the Zarekaydish, the Rapshitzer, that towards the end of his life, he stopped talking. And he stopped talking, and when they asked him, he made like he couldn't speak, something happened to him. And they took him, whatever, they asked the doctors, and so his son went over to him and whispered in his ear, and he said, "Look, I know that you could talk. So, what's going on?" So he explained to him. He said, "The Rebbe said to him that from the miyom shamarti al daiti, that from the day that I was able to, from when I was a young person, I never said a word without yichudim, without oisius being miyached yichudim with Hashem's name, and I don't have the strength anymore to do that. So I don't want to talk anymore. I'm finished." Now the Rav Shitz was a person that we know had things to say, and there was a lot of sichas chulin. He would say funny things. He was a person that was talkative. It wasn't like he never spoke. And all the words that he said, that everything that he spoke about was in this way of va'ova hayom al ha'oyin, with oisius, with the Baal Shem is explaining ra'uha medaberesim echad b'shuk. You would look at the tzaddik, and it looked like he was just talking to somebody in the shuk. But the truth is, Ro'um Adaberis Im Echad means speaking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That even when he was in the shuk, he would speak with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like, Ein Adoy Meshane Pirko Mea Parmim, Le Meshane Pirko Mea Parmim, Ve'echad. There's a Jew who learns without Hashem, and there's a Jew who learns Ve'echad. That his entire learning is, all of his Torah is Ve'echad, is together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pershki Gam B'shuk She'oisik B'esak Olam Hazeh, Mikomakim Diburim Echad, Ayidei Yichudim. Just take a look at footnote 5. Just before that, the Gemara learns that Halomet Me'epam of Echad, he's called an Oyved Elokim. And the one who learns only 100 times is Ashaloy Avdo, someone that's not Ashaloy Avdo. And that's what the Tani explains. And Oyved Elokim is that he goes beyond his Teva. And that Machnes Bilimud Ha'echad Shu'alufa Shaloylo. That he brings Hashem into every moment of his learning. In footnote 5, Degel Machne Ephraim Parshas Achrei, V'hina Yesh B'Shem Rabbeinu. So Degel Machne Ephraim brings this from his grandfather, from the Baal Shem Tov. Lo'i gam mevusa, v'l'chayra ha'dover meskasher, in perish ha'dvarim kipshuta, al pi ha'mevur, v'mayim ha'chazalza, v'l'kutei Torah, sh'b'yimeim ha'isa ha'regilis l'lmod me'a parmen. Just to see, this is what the Tanya explains. That in those days, the regilus, the curriculum, required reviewing the material 100 times. That's how they learned. Lachain halomid mea va'achas pa'amim shenidrash lishbar is tevai, hu nikra ayved elokim. And therefore, a person who would break his teva and go beyond the regular, he was called an ayved elokim. Ayved. He's constantly ayved. And that when a person breaks his teva, that shinui hateva, that a person, when a person breaks his teva, that draws upon him a hashgacha that's lamalam and hateva. The tzaddikim are always doing that. They're able to draw down all kinds of nisim, all kinds of giluyim, because the tzaddik is continuously an oyved. The oyved elokim is always breaking his teva. He's always going beyond what he feels that he could do, and he pushes himself. And when a Jew is always pushing himself beyond his teva, he's an oyved elokim, and then Akash Baruch Hu has a special relationship with such a person, and there's a special hashgacha protis, a person who's an oyved. He brings in footnote 6 on the bottom from Toldos Yaakov Yosef, brings this too, the last paragraph on the page on the bottom. But Toldos Yaakov Yosef, Yesh Yichudim B'Kol Diburim B'Sipurei Gashmiyim Gamkein. There are Yichudim for all conversations, and even talking about physical things, about regular mundane things, that the Tzaddikim had Yichudim in their conversations. That's how they would talk, with all kinds of Yichudim. V'Kamayish Shamati B'Sheimari Gashmin. And the Toldos said that the Baal Shem Tov told him that in all the things that he was speaking, that in all of his conversations, that there were Yichudim of Hashem's name. So we're not so shocked that if the tzaddikim were Isaac and the Yichudim were Shemus and so on, that to see that by Eliezer and Avram, that by the Kadmonim, that they were also, that their Diburim and not regular Diburim, that the Diburim were filled with Shemus of Hashem. Okay, well, let's get ready for davening because it's still, we have to start. It's not going to be, we're not going to really go into that. So start next time. Shkoyach.